This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saturday, U.S. President Donald Trump is planning to hold his first in-person event since testing positive for the coronavirus, and a campaign rally is set for Monday. AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump said in an interview on Fox News Friday night that he stopped taking medications to combat coronavirus 8 hours prior.
I just felt very good. You would have sort of a sore throat, just to add to what we were saying, but I felt really very, very good after taking this for a period of time. It's a transfusion, not a shot.
And Mr. Trump went on to say that he does not like taking meds at all. He credits an experimental drug for helping him recover. He added that he's trying to get federal health officials to quickly approve an emergency use authorization from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which provides the antibody drug. Health experts say it's not a cure, but experimental antibody drugs like those are among the most promising therapies being tested for now. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Delta is inflicting new misery on storm-battered parts of Louisiana. Winds from the storm ripped tarps off roofs late Friday and scattered debris left 6 weeks earlier when Hurricane Laura struck the same area. Delta made landfall at 6 p.m. Friday near Creole, a distance of only about 15 miles from where Laura struck in August. The storm was weakening quickly and was downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane an hour after hitting land. Delta is the 10th named storm to hit the continental United States this year, breaking a century-old record. The presidential debate that was scheduled for next week has been canceled. AP correspondent Mike Gracia tells us why.
The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates confirms the debate scheduled for next Thursday, October 15th, between President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden is now officially off. After the commission announced Thursday it was changing the format to a virtual debate, the president balked. The commission made the decision because Trump had contracted COVID-19. After Trump said he would not participate in a virtual debate, Biden scheduled a town hall with ABC News for that night. The final debate, scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee, is still on. Mike Gracia, Washington.
With Russia's mediation, Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh starting at noon Saturday, following 2 weeks of heavy fighting that marked the worst outbreak of hostilities in the separatist region in a quarter century. The country's foreign ministers say in a statement that the truce is intended to exchange prisoners and recover dead, adding that specific details would be agreed upon later. The announcement follows 10 hours of talks in Moscow, sponsored by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Spain's government has declared a state of emergency in Madrid, wresting control of efforts to fight the spread of COVID-19 from local authorities in a region that's experiencing one of Europe's most significant coronavirus outbreaks. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The two-week ban imposed by Spain's national government on reluctant regional officials prohibit all non-essential trips in and out of the capital and 9 of its suburbs, affecting around 4.8 million people. Restaurants must close at 11 p.m. and shops at 10 p.m. and reduce occupancy to 50% of their capacity. Police controls were set up on main routes out of the city center, with officers stopping and quizzing drivers as to their destination. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And China says it's joining the COVID-19 vaccine alliance known as COVAX. Initially, China did not want to join the alliance, missing the September deadline. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.